Just imagine the possibilities. The second category is family ministries with two strategic priorities. Provide multiple opportunities throughout the year that bring the church family together for fun and fellowship. Offer a variety of workshop classes that focus on life topics relevant across multiple generations as a congregational ministry. For this priority, we will establish a family ministries focus team to develop a plan to provide at least quarterly opportunities for members to renew and establish strong relationships in a fun and engaging way. This team will also develop a plan to provide series of workshops and/or classes to focus on identified needs of our congregation and our community. You've heard it said that the family that prays and plays together stays together. The Long Range Planning Committee feels that should be a strategic priority for our church. We must minister specifically to our congregation through relationship building that comes from praying and playing together. And we're back to JD.
The next strategic focus area is welcoming evangelism. We only get one chance to make a first impression. We've all heard that saying. Your long-range planning committee believes we need to seize the opportunity to make sure people entering our facility, and there are lots of people who use our facility every week, see the vibrant and relevant ministries we have to offer and feel compelled to return and grow their faith through our various ministries. To do that, we must focus on welcoming evangelism. To be sure we are putting our most positive foot forward, the Long Range Planning Committee has established two categories of strategic priorities. These categories are facility and decor and communications. The first strategic priority under facility and decor is maintain our property so that it is clean, safe, and secure for our church family and all who use the facility. Unlike all the strategic priorities before, this one does not call for anything other than doing what we have already been doing. The strategic plan simply charges the church trustees with implementing and maintaining a maintenance schedule that addresses the cleanliness, safety, and security of the building, something they already do. Thank you to our trustees and all the work they are continually doing for us to enjoy this wonderful facility. The second strategic priority under facility and decor is update all classrooms and restroom facilities with fresh decor and minimize clutter throughout our facility. To meet this priority, we will establish a first impressions focus team to evaluate the decor and the need to declutter our classroom and common spaces within our facility. As with our homes, we get very comfortable with the familiar. In our homes, we furnished and decorated our home to reflect our tastes at the time. And because we picked the furnishings and decor, well, we like the way it is. However, if you want to put your home on the market, you would start looking at your furniture and decor with a fresh, critical eye and seek ways to update, modernize, and make your home seem fresh and new. Well, we are not selling the church, but we are, in a manner of speaking, marketing our ministries to others. How can we freshen our look so that our visitors see a modern, contemporary church family that is current with today's standards? This team will use the first half of 2018 to do a careful audit of the building and use of classroom conditions and develop a plan to systematically update and declutter spaces within the church. The plan will go before the church council for consideration and approval. Over the course of 2019 and 2020, the focus team will organize and lead the way to update our spaces to be an inviting and as comfortable place as possible. Our second category under welcoming evangelism is communication. Here we have three strategic priorities. One, to utilize the CLC lobby to have a welcoming center that serves as a hub for information about our church activities and opportunities, as well as a gathering place for fellowship. Update the furnishings to reflect a more contemporary seating arrangement that fosters fellowship among smaller groups, while also accommodating several people at the same time. Second, leveraging technology through social media and electronic communication to promote various ministries, church activities, and support worship services. And finally, to install technology throughout the building to enhance communication with members and visitors. The first strategic priority under communication does not require a focus team, but rather a task force to focus on this one project. And once completed, the task force disbands. By the start of 2019, this task force is charged with refurbishing the CLC lobby and designing and installing a welcome center. Our CLC is the hub of much of our activities and is vitally important that we utilize this space to be as welcoming and informative as possible. The second two priorities will be addressed by a communications focus team. This team will develop and implement a plan to leverage social media and technology to enhance communication within our church, as well as our communication with the surrounding community. By the end of 2018, the communications focus team will develop a technology plan, and the team will start implementation of the plan in 2019. Now we will turn to the missions strategic focus area. The missions focus area has three strategic priorities. Annually review mission projects to assure balance between local, state, and international mission projects. Two, to foster mission partnerships to serve the local community with a focus on needs associated with poverty. And finally, equip the congregation for mission work through spiritual strengthening and provide a variety of service opportunities so that every member of our congregation, regardless of age or stage of spiritual development, has an opportunity to participate in mission work. There's no doubt that Ramsey Memorial United Methodist Church is a mission-minded church. The work of our mission team will continue. However, your long-range planning committee recommends the mission team shift to a mission focus team. During the next 15 months, the mission focus team will conduct an audit of recent and current mission projects and identify resources used and or needed for our mission work, as well as identify any gaps in the mission field that Ramsey could fill. By 2019, the mission focus team's plan will expand to bring opportunities to serve in the mission field to the congregation so that all members have some way to participate in mission work. The team will report annually to the congregation on the impact of our church's mission work on those we serve, and include witness testimonies of those serving in mission work as a motivator for all members to become Ramsey Mission servants. I'm now going to turn things back over to Ann to talk about the cycle of progress.
Every 90 days, we will have a joint meeting with focus team representatives to share how God is leading the church or is leading our church in each area. We can help each other with support and sharing of ideas, assure we have a clear vision of what each focus team is doing, and make sure our efforts are aligned. This will foster a shared leadership across each of our four focus areas: worship, intentional discipleship, welcoming evangelism, and missions. And now we'll have Shantae talk about sharing.
We are taking the month of October to share this plan and give you an opportunity to seek God's discernment where you will serve. Our church is sitting on an amazing opportunity to take deliberate and carefully planned steps to become even more vibrant, engaging church that meets people where they are compelled them to seek deeper relationships with God through their relationship in our congregation. Our mission and the mission of the United Methodist Church, the mission that Christ himself gave us, is to go make disciples of Jesus Christ for transformation of the world. How will you join us in this mission? You will have lots of opportunities. One additional resource to review this and listen to God's call of action: the Long Range Plan Committee has a website that you will be able to regularly updated with information about your strategic plan. You can find the ideas and the details of the website along with the other Ramsey, the district and conference resources to find the support the team. Please visit ramsey2020.org to learn more. And I will turn it over to Nancy.
Thank you, team. Thank you very much. Okay, On Sunday, October the 29th, we're going to worship together as one Ramsey. After our joint worship service, we will have a covered dish luncheon and afterwards an imagining session to help us turn our 2020 vision into our 2020 reality. I'm asking each of you to pledge to attend that Sunday and stay for the imagining session. The work of the long-range planning committee now shifts to the work of the church. We will have a guest facilitator for our imagining session and establish some priorities of our worship focus team, our intentional discipleship focus team, and family ministries focus team. We need everyone's input, and I challenge you to reach out to members we haven't seen in a while and invite them to participate. All voices are welcome and needed, but our greatest need is you. An afternoon of your time can give our 2020 vision the focus we need. For all God has done and all the blessings he has bestowed, giving our time to his cause seems like an easy donation to make. And I hope you will mark your calendars to be here on the 29th. And in the meantime, I ask you to just imagine. Imagine big. Imagine grand. Imagine amazing. Imagine God working through us in ways that we never even knew he would or could do. Our 2020 vision requires us to imagine, and then when we have imagined all that we can do, well, just hang on, because God will do even more. As Paul assured us, his work, his power will work within us to do not just what we imagine, but even more than we imagine. That's Ephesians 3, verse 20. As we move forward, let's focus on worship, intentional discipleship, welcoming evangelism, and missions. These four areas will define our steps and give us direction to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Just imagine the possibilities. Would you please pray with me? Father, we ask your blessing and continued guidance for our church as we focus on 2020. I pray each of us will see a way in which we can make your vision a reality. Be with each of us as we consider the possibilities, and keep us always in your tender, loving care. In Christ's name we pray, and all of God's people say, amen. Thank you very much.